And now taking a look here at the latest in sports, starting off with softball scores for you from last night. Atlantic's game at Denison was postponed due to some rainfall that was going on in the northern portion of the area last night. At Air Casey, at Coon Rapids, Baird also was postponed. AHSTW beat Grizzled 10-2. Cam was a 7-5 winner over Woodbine. Abraham Lincoln and Sioux City North were postponed. Creston beat Glenwood 13-2 in five innings. Fremont Mills beat East Mills twice, 18-0 and 19-3. Both of those were three-inning games. Harlan at Kemper Catholic was postponed. IKM Manning against Riverside. It was an 8-0 win for IKM Manning. Lennox was a 2-0 winner over Nottoway Valley. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 13-1. Nottoway Valley over Lennox 13-2. Logan Magnolia beat Missouri Valley 8-2. Red Oak was an 8-4 winner over Shenandoah. Ogden beat West Central Valley 14-2. Sydney was a 22-6 winner over Nishnabotna. Southwest Valley beat Bedford 16-13. Trainer at Underwood was postponed. Tri-Center at beat Audubon 14-4 in five innings, and a winner set was a 5-2 winner over Seidel, and Woodward Granger beat Earlham 12-0. In baseball play last night, Atlantic at Denison was also postponed there, and the same for Adair Casey at Coon Rapids Baird. AHSTW beat Grizzled 8-5. It was Bedford over Southwest Valley 4-1. Cam beat Woodbine 8-2. Abraham Lincoln and Sioux City North were postponed. Fremont Mills got two from East Mills, 8-3 in the first game, 15-14 in the second. Glenwood was a 14-2 winner over Creston in five innings. Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 5-4. Lamar's over MOC Floyd Valley 7-1. Lewis Central beat St. Albert 5-3. Also was Missouri Valley beating Logan Magnolia 11-1 in five innings of play. Nishnabotna beat Sydney 15-0 in four innings. Nottoway Valley was a 9-3 winner over Lennox. Panorama beat Guthrie Center 4-1. Red Oak over Shenandoah 5-1. Trainer at Underwood was postponed. Tri-Center beat Audubon 9-0. Also, it was Woodward Granger over Earlham, 16-0 in four innings of play. Moving on to Major League Baseball, Doug Fister pitched effectively into the eighth inning and gave the Houston Astros breathing room with a two-run single in a 5-2 victory over the Cardinals last night, game we had for you here on KJN. Colby Rasmus hit his 150th career homer in his first game back in St. Louis since 2011. Fister had been 0-for-2 on the season before hitting the first pitch from reliever Sung-Wan Oh up the middle to put the Astros up by 3 in the 7th. Matt Adams and Brandon Moss homered for the Cardinals, whose season-best 5-game winning streak ended. Fister allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in 7 and a third innings, his longest outing of the season, to win his 6th consecutive decision. The Astros have won the right-hander's last 9 starts overall. The hit gave Fister 4 career RBIs and the first since he had one in 2013 for Detroit. Also, other scores in the National League, it was the Cubs over Washington 4-3. Cincinnati beat Atlanta 3-1. Pittsburgh a 4-0 winner over the Mets. The Dodgers beat Arizona 7-4. Miami was a 5-2 winner over San Diego, and San Francisco was a 3-2 winner over Milwaukee. Also, in other in the American League, it was Salvador Perez hitting a two-run homer with two outs in the eighth inning, and the Kansas City Royals held on through a shaky ninth to beat the Cleveland Indians 3-2 on Tuesday night. Joakim Soria pitched a scoreless eighth inning for Kansas City, then proceeded to handle the ninth with setup man Kelvin Herrera and closer Wade Davis resting after having each pitched the last 3 days. Soria got Jason Kipnis to pop out with runners on first and second to end it. Unable to solve Josh Tomlin most of the night, the Royals finally took the lead off Brian Shaw, who gave up a single to Eric Hosmer before Perez deposited a pitch 402 feet away in left field. It ended in a bizarre streak of 11 consecutive Royals homers of the solo variety. Other scores as well for Major League Baseball. In American League play, it was Baltimore 3-2 over Boston. Tampa Bay beat Seattle 8-7. Detroit was an 11-8 winner over the White Sox. Texas beat Oakland 10-6, and the Angels 5-4 over Minnesota. And in other interleague games, it was Toronto over Philadelphia 11-3 and Colorado 13-10 over the Yankees. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Colorado Springs beating Iowa in a first game 6-5. They played a doubleheader because their game Monday was postponed. Iowa beat Colorado Springs in the second game 15-5. And then Oklahoma City knocked off the Omaha Storm Chasers 6-3 yesterday as well. Those teams are set to play again here today. Earlier this week, the field was all set for the NCAA College World Series. The first 2 days of the series have been announced as Oklahoma State plays UC Santa Barbara Saturday afternoon, and number 3 national seed Miami faces Arizona at night. Sunday's matchups have number 5 Texas Tech facing TCU in the afternoon, and Coastal Carolina will take on in the night game number 1 seed Florida. The CWS teams are split into two brackets. Bracket winners will meet in the best of 3 finals starting on June 27th over at TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha. At his farewell news conference, former Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes said he was leaving behind a bowl team. Publisher and college football prognosticator Phil Steele says for that to happen, the Cyclones will need to post 1 upset. ISU will be looking to make progress under first-year head coach Matt Campbell.
I could see him even being favored in 5 games, which puts him 1 upset away from making a bowl game. So the potential is there. Got to tell you, they didn't make my most improved list, so I'm not calling for a bowl game. But Matt Campbell's a heck of a head coach, and as Coach Rhodes said, the cupboard is not bare.
One concern for the Cyclones is a lack of experience along the offensive line, and Steele says Campbell's staff may be the right one to overcome that.
And his offensive line coach, Tom Manning, at Toledo last year, it was remarkable. They had 0 returning starters, so I was thinking, wow, what a rebuilding year on the offensive line. Toledo did not allow a sack until game 8 last year. First 7 games of the season without a sack, despite having 0 returning starters.
Iowa State opens the season at home on September 3rd against Northern Iowa. Phil Steele's College Football Preview magazine is hitting newsstands on June 28th. And Chiefs running back Jamaal Charles was on the practice field for the start of a 3-day minicamp, though All-Pro safety Eric Berry was absent as his representatives negotiate a new long-term contract. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.